Hiya, yo.
Welcome.
Welcome. We don't have time for a song today. Asia spent our song at Hooker College.
Hooker College. The Academy?
Yeah. Where you too can look like a hooker or just have sex for money like one. She's not just the captain. She's, I don't know. I don't know how the hair club for men, you're probably too young to remember, but welcome to Empath of Lee. Oh God, it was like you just shot me in the head with a high power rifle when you laughed like that. I mean, that's my bad. That is my bad.
Oh my God, can you imagine? That's so like.
Oh, that really hurt. Okay, so welcome to Empath of Least Resistance. Welcome, I'm Annie.
I'm Asia, shooting rifles with my laughs.
Yeah, and today we're here to talk about feeding the demons and newly discovered feeding the angels.
How do you know that just by not feeding demons, we are feeding angels?
I don't know anything for sure, do I? But I know that demons are living, or I guess existing, off of all the neg vibes going around. Donald Trump was like the great feast day for demons. So many people got upset. Riots broke out.
And for those skeptics out there who don't want to listen about demons, you could either take it as judgment, self-inflicted, or...
Or you cannot listen to this podcast because you're an idiot. Sorry that you've been programmed by, like, society to believe that there's no God. And it doesn't even matter if you want to believe... Like, some people don't believe in God, yet they do believe in a demon. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they might be using it as, like, a word for another word, like inner demons.
But they might just be idiots also, because they don't know...
Incoming.
No, but that's retarded. Like, of course demons are real. Of course angels are also, you know, of course this exists all the time around us in a fucking unseen spiritual world.
Right, but other people might identify them as something different. But they could still apply what we're saying to those factors.
Whatever you need to tell yourself so that you don't have to, like, feel upset in social justice-y, warrior-esque. Right?
I don't understand, but...
Well, no, not you. I'm talking to those people.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying as
some people need to be like, oh, it's like, you know, science.
Or they just don't have a good relationship with that belief system, or...
Or they just have AIDS. It doesn't really matter. Because at the end of the day, even AIDS comes to you directly from the spirit of AIDS.
That's not going to happen, you guys. Don't worry.
What? Them getting AIDS?
I mean, we don't know.
You don't know that at all. So don't tell them it's not going to happen.
Well, don't tell them it's going to happen.
I'm not telling them it was going to. I said, or they have AIDS.
You said that it's coming to them.
I didn't. Are you just lying to me right now? Oh, Asia.
No.
One of these days, I'm going to hit you.
With your little backhand Y-Iota cartoon fist.
Yes. Or with an open hand. Ask Joe about that one, man.
I heard it from Sarah Silverman.
I heard you used to be a man.
Again and again.
Doing the best that you can, which really isn't that great.
Thank you, Annie. So about feeding the demons and angels, go on.
Yeah.
Please continue your point on that.
You actually helped me practice not feeding the demons. Oh, God damn.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, God. I don't often say that, but I was like, you just like high-powered shat into my ears at both at the same time.
My laugh is so lovely.
No, it's the... part, you know, it's what those things in front of you are invented for. Hold the phone. Oh, and it just falls short. Anyway, as I was saying, Asia, you make it so I have to constantly practice, you know, unconditional forgiveness for your doing things like not showing up here until there's less than an hour to even record the podcast. Despite whatever. But it's almost as if something inside you purposely finds the most annoying possible things that it can do to me and then does those things and then reacts to me when I have, like, when I take issue with something, reacts to me as if I'm insane and or I'm the one doing it. It's so crazy. So because of this, I have to constantly work and practice on just letting go, just letting it go.
Well, you also factor, you don't factor in the fact that, like, I was like, hey, let's meet early afternoon, late morning, because that's when
asshole.
I was free.
I said yes.
You said in within the next hour at 5 a.m.
No, asshole. I said.
Chill.
I can't. I'm feeding the demons because you're a liar. You said 3:15. I said, all righty then. That was the plan. 3:15. I said, I'm ready to go. I'll stay up all morning if you want to come over in the next hour. And then you said,
no, you said you were going to go to sleep in the next hour.
Oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm just going to murder you. I'm just going to murder you.
Scroll up and text if you're going to make this like a point. However, things that might trigger you and such, I'm not saying that I don't take fault in that. However, don't you think you're.
So you are saying that you don't take fault?
No, I said, I'm not saying that I don't take fault when I'm saying what I'm about to say.
I know that you just...
I know you're doing, like, the word catch 22 thing, but, like, hold on, let me finish my thought. I'm saying if it's triggering a reaction and you not, like, over and over again, don't you think that's, I mean, taught from you, I learned that that says something about you.
Yeah, it says that I don't like hanging out with people whose words are not ever good for anything. like you're the most unreliable. Let's
so
not
then
get
why
into
keep
this.
Me in your life? No, like, seriously, I mean, like, I know you say this shit to me all the time, especially recently. Like, why not just, like, why? You know me. You know exactly everything about, like, you, I mean, that I'm not saying that as, like, a way that's saying that everything I've done is for a reason. You should
Asia,
just know it.
I just
it.
Tried to friend break up with you the other day, and you said no, just like Joe and Robert did.
And you were talking like you were crazy. You were, like, literally being like, you broke my salt lamp. You're insane. I quit you. But then you kept texting me. I didn't text you back for a while because I'm like, all right, she needs space. She quits me.
You're so full of shit, Asia. You're so full of shit, Asia.
Okay.
Oh, let's just move on. Listen, we're doing a podcast about how sensitive we are. feeding the demons. A good example. Demons don't ever want us to take responsibility for things, and they certainly don't want us to live a happy life where we're at peace with each other and doing our things, you know? Whatever you do, Asia, is fine with me, because it has to be ultimately, and I accept and love you anyway, but sometimes I just want to hit you with a closed fist, but I don't do it because, yeah, maybe that is... triggering some trauma within my own self. But maybe it's just annoying. I can't tell right now at this moment. But yeah, feeding the demons. Demons have to make manifest, they have to be eating some neg vibes. Some hate, some grief, some rage, some helplessness, some victimhood, some, you know...
Fear-based
thinking, everything on the low end. But then, to my surprise, I just learned that you can feed the angels, too, thanks to fucking, what's that guy's name? Smorgasbord. What the shit was that called?
The athletic guy.
Athletic guy?
Like,
remember when I couldn't remember... Swedenborg, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome.
Swedenborg.
Foundation. Swiss Beats Syndrome. So, yeah, you feed the angels when you think positive.
But couldn't that also be thought of as starving the demons or, you know, doubts or whatever they are?
Oh, that's what you do. And when you're feeding the demons, you're starving out the angels. But most people are starving the angels these days, not the demons.
But, I mean, the thing is about this angels and demons concept, it immediately implies this external part of you, so people can easily blame these factors for things that they haven't faced about themselves. So I'm saying, like,
what?
Believing in demons, or it happened because there was a demon in me that
but
day.
But they let the demons in.
They talk like that. I'm saying, right, but I'm saying for the people who don't necessarily identify that as demons and angels, as these third-party things, it is, in metaphorically speaking, as your higher self inward judgment, doubt, the things that trigger anything fear-based. And yet love is, in a way, well, when it comes to like the contrast of love feeding the demon, it's like if you don't react with attachment or entitlement or expectations, which is, you can't have unconditional love with those things.
But unconditional love is our natural state. We're born into this world in a state of love, so much so that it's like, you know, when you aren't, when you love someone, like for me anyway, sometimes before I even realize it, especially in a non-narcissist relationship type situation, which is so very rare, but like, love is already there and it's already been there. You know, sometimes a narcissist will trigger us to feel like, you know, those overwhelming, like feelings of that are more like obsession and like, you know, whatever. But love as a real legit feeling is naturally already there. And then, you know, and that's,
but don't you think that we kind of go after these narcissists because we see that?
I don't go after narcissists anymore.
But I'm saying, like, in the past, when we have, you know, acknowledged that we're normally attracted to that type of people, don't you think it's because we see that they're tortured and they don't see that in themselves, yet without knowing that, you know, we're going to be a victim of that?
What's that got to do with what we're talking about, which is love and feeding the demons?
Because you were just talking about loving in a narcissistic relationship versus in a narcissistic relationship. I still think that there can be love in a narcissistic relationship, even if it's not returned to you in the same way you're giving it out.
But why would you want that?
You wouldn't want that. However, it's still a thing. It still happens.
Barney was a thing, too.
What?
Barney, the purple dinosaur.
It's kind of the exact same thing as a narcissist. I mean, I can't call it. I was just saying in terms of, like, you're talking about really loving someone versus like what narcissists make us feel. It's like there's always a point where we let them in, or we like,
yeah, just like the demons. And guess what is inside the root of every narcissist is a fucking demon.
It's pain.
No, it's a demon. It's a Jezebel spirit demon. It's a Jezebel spirit who is a cunt, and that's why so many narcissists are down to get gay. If you notice, more guy narcissists are down to suck dicks, fuck dudes, because it's a female spirit inside of them, a Jezebel spirit.
Or it might just be actually the sacred feminine inside of them, and they think that because they're acting too emotional or having these like things that they need to kind of make up with their masculinity in a weird way.
I don't think there's much sacredness.
I'm just saying, like, what... I mean, if we're going to talk about demons and angels, the sacred feminine masculine come into that belief system.
Maybe.
I mean, I personally don't think in terms of demons when it comes to, like, certain things that I have or I'm dealing with or trying to, like, fix about myself, because then my
mind... Like herpes? That could be a spirit of infirmity.
Right. I don't have herpes. However, what I'm talking about is, like, things like fear and stuff. If I was to, like, think it was, like, a demon... third party thing, it might be like almost to a point where I don't help myself or learn how to get out of that habit, because it's like I'll be like, oh, I was attacked that day, so I don't normally focus in on like demons being a third party situation.
But you don't see yourself opening yourself to being attacked as being a taking the responsibility type of thing?
Well, I mean, that's what I say when it comes to, like, you know, fear-based actions or reactions. Like, everyone's entitled to their feelings, but how they react and how everything external works together can trigger things. But it's like, at this point, I don't think of anything as me being a victim. Because I feel like some part of me must have let that situation in.
Okay.
But, like, I'm figuring out a way to kind of, like, learn from that, like, by, like, seeing how I react to when I'm in, like, any kind of, like, anxiety mode, I kind of, like, stop and let myself feel what I'm feeling, whether it's my, you know, shoulders tensed or, like, my jaw clenched or, you know, weird things. And I don't judge myself.
Clenched.
Yeah, butthole clenched.
Vaginal dry heaving.
If that's your dream. And, you know, just kind of without, like, judging myself, being like, I can't believe this is making me react this way. Just, like, letting myself feel it and then, like, letting it go. before I react.
That's probably a wise choice. I try that all the time. I'm doing it right now, actually. Really in that zen place. Angel baby. Angel baby's in the house. Ow! Angel baby's got a demon and she's biting me. Look at her claws in my hand right now. Oh, she moves them right in time. Anyway, you think there's some people out there want to only feed the demons?
I know somebody who just remember I told you I had a friend who had like sleep paralysis because his nightmares were so bad?
Oh, demons? Yeah.
He started taking GABA because now he loves his nightmares.
The fuck does so that mean?
I was like asking, I'm like, did you make a weird like deal or are you one of them now in your dreams?
The fuck?
Last thing he had told me, he's like, I just like scream at them. I scream back at them. I don't know.
Who said this? Does their name start with a B, C?
Mm. That's so subtle, I guess.
Hey, so what is GABA? Like a demon?
It's one of those things that like you can take that you naturally release anyways,
like
I guess.
This? Gabatone?
There it is.
So if I take some of this, I'm going to love to be a demon?
I think it induces vivid dreaming or something.
Oh, like Norco's. I would love to take one of those right now, too. Double down on a GABA Norco type situation.
Double down.
Double dick. Dude, did you hear about the double dick dude?
Have I ever?
From me?
No, from somebody else, but I was with you and you had already heard of him.
Of course. He was on Reddit and he was talking about how he had two dicks. I mean, and it was a naturally occurring situation where
like one of them wouldn't go away.
No, he just had two. He was born with two dicks. I forget. It's like it's a thing. I'll look it up if I must. It's a medical condition in which you're born with dual penises.
Could he get like hard dueling both of them at the same time?
Yes. And he was, of course, naturally a bisexual. And so he had sex with everybody. And he would have foursomes because he had enough dicks to go around. He was on Reddit answering a series of questions once a couple of years ago.
We should get him on here and interview him.
Yeah, I don't want that guy in my house, really.
Did beat their phone call. I wasn't saying let's invite the guy over.
Oh, but, you know, I wonder so many things when it comes to Double Dick Dude.
I know you do. You've sang a song once.
I've sang many songs, actually. What did I just see here? Back it up. Jezebel. Here's the story of a man with two dicks.
Wait, what?
From fucking Jezebel.com. What?
It was the feminist website.
The feminist website. Oh, great. They probably hate this guy.
This is like probably their worst nightmare.
Yeah, it's like twice the shit that they hate. Although, since he's gay, like maybe he earned a point back. I'm so cold right now. I fucking hate winter. Okay. Double Dick Dude said, thought for the night, I really want to give James Franco a facial. LOL.
Aw.
James Franco is a running theme today.
That was his, like, quote for the world for the night?
Yeah. A lot of questions focused on the reactions of Double Dick Dude's sexual partners when they first discover his extra dick. His answer was, varies from girl to girl. Some have been like, wow. Some have been like, that's fake. Some have freaked out, like called me names. Most are pretty curious, but I don't have casual sex anymore. I stopped a few years back. Didn't like the empty feeling inside after a one-night stand. Did a lot of those in my late teens, a lot of them. But for the most part, girls were nervous and some changed their mind at the last minute. Dudes never change their mind. They always, they always want it, even if they're freaked out a little. LOL.
People thought it was a joke. Like, I just have a fake dick on my dick.
I don't know.
It's like a weird joke to
play. He's got a boyfriend and a girlfriend, by the way. So
what does Jezebel.com have to say?
Well, not much. They're just like regurgitating news from Reddit, basically. I could have done this my fucking self. now I'm doing it from them. But Yeah. Double dick Jude seems like a situation in which you can feed the demons and think of what a fucking disgusting freakazoid you are. Or if you're one of his girlfriends, what a disgusting freakazoid your new boyfriend is.
Well, that would probably be one of the worst insults he was referring to.
Yeah, probably. Sorry, double dick dude. Or you can look on that silver lining of life and look at the positive. Oh, well, I have twice as much dick to go around. I'm not a part of the dick drought.
But that's strange. That's strange that he, like, wouldn't tell a girl before they, you know, were hooking up.
That is strange. But how do you bring that up in a natural way?
How do you not notice it? Like, how do you react to it in a natural way?
Ooh, I don't know. I really don't. I was born with it for a reason. He responded to a question about why neither he nor his parents ever seriously considered having one of his penises removed.
Which one? Like, which one did he choose?
Well, one I think is only, like, half working. He must, I don't know what he does.
Which one do you think he uses that for?
I think he uses that one for anal, probably.
Wait, didn't he do porn? Like,
no, he didn't.
But no, whoever told us about it was like, I've seen him fucking.
That person's a fucking liar. Who was it? Who would have even been a third person?
I'm trying to think. It must have been either like Evan or Sean.
Yeah, no wonder. They're both wrong. I'll use the word wrong right now in lieu of whatever I was just going to say. But I read on his Reddit thing that he was at the fucking gym in the locker room and walking around naked. And some guy saw his dick and he's like, I'm not gay, but now I am.
So is it like it's like a pretty situation because I'm watching you look down imagine. A page with two hot dogs on it?
What would a male even do with two dicks, with a guy with two dicks? Like, you don't have two holes. For a female, that could be a dream come true for someone who likes to be double penetrated.
That's why it's like he's never done porn. Did another double dick guy do?
It is a medical condition. Do you have a vagina and a butt? Here's a thought. Here's a thought experiment for you to participate in. Imagine you're a virgin, unless you are a virgin, in which case, imagine you are yourself just as you are. Stupid. Imagine you're lying down for your first sexual experience, and there's another person with a penis necessary for this experiment. Again, bear with me.
Oh,
you fucking dick-hating feminazis. And that person is trying to achieve penetration. Imagine that person is also a virgin. Imagine that person finds a hole and sticks their penis into it, but whoops, it's your butt. My questions are, is this possible, and what would you do? What do you say, Asia? Is it possible?
I just got distracted. Is that recording over our audio?
Yeah, it's recording over something that was there before.
Sorry, what would I do? Well, I don't know. I'd probably be like, is this a joke?
Is this a joke?
Wait, you're talking about with the double dick dude?
No, I'm just talking. This is a different article from Jezebel.
Oh, I was still like on like, what would I do if I was losing my virginity and the guy had two dicks?
No, and he's stuck it in your butthole instead. Is it possible? And what would you do? Anything's possible.
I'd probably freak out and go flying across the room.
This afternoon, I had a memory of multiple friends of mine telling me about an experience like this in which they accidentally had anal sex before vaginal sex. Just to be super clear, I'm not attaching judgment to either of those holes. They both are equally...
It sounds like you're just talking. She's reading the article again.
Yeah, I'm reading the article. I thought people could tell. When I shared this memory with my Jezebel colleagues, some related to the possibility, while most were incapable of fathoming how holes could become confused. I really don't understand accidental anal, said Brendan, a staff man. Like I understand drunkenly fumbling around and being like, oops, that's your b-hole, never mind. But I don't understand how there could be accidental b-hole penetration, though. Good points for a man.
I don't like them saying that.
Or, like, obviously hating men so much. Why do you have male staff members at Jezebel.com? Good points for a man.
They're probably, like, held hostage.
They're probably, like, post-op trannies. Good points for a man. I, however, can imagine a scenario where you're like, something is amiss. I am unable to identify what that something is. Oh, it's my beehole. Ew. I hate these dykes. And how about you? And why aren't we talking about this more? I don't know, because this is like a non-issue accidental anal. You know, nothing happens on accident in your butthole, really. I mean, some things do. I've heard terrible things, actually. Actually, I've heard of some terrible accidents. Oh, man. Who's Thandi Newton?
Thandi?
Yeah. Sandy with a lisp. this website's so disgusting.
Thandi, I'm super excited.
Super excited to be on Jezebel.com. Yeah. I really hate scumbag men.
You lesbian.
You want to come over to my house after work and thither me?
Be super cool.
Come on, Thandi.
Thither. Come on, Thandi.
Do you realize? Okay, so my first show at El Cid for that residency I did there was like dykey as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Were you there?
And they kept like giving you like...
They were rapey dykes.
They were aggressive.
They were
lesbians.
Aggressive dykes, and I didn't appreciate it. And I think this is the new like dynamic between men and women. To be like women are the aggressors now. We are destroying. You want to talk about feminine and masculine, sacred feminine and masculine. Like, there is no sacredness anymore. Men have been shamed since they're in kindergarten, basically, now, as being rapists, basically. So now it's gotten to the point where most of them are, like, too afraid to insert a penis into you because they think they're going to be raping you. And women are becoming the aggressors. It's becoming a Dykeland.
A Dykeland.
In the Dykelands. Stater Brothers.
Oh, my God. That picture with two hot dogs keeps popping up on that screen.
I know. I'm Xing it out. I don't like it at all.
Double dick, dude. Shout out.
So, Asia, basically, I'm asking you, are you ready to be a man?
What?
In regular everyday life, to be the
aggressor, the rapist, to be the rapist of life.
Are you ready to go rape life by the balls?
I don't believe like healthy dynamics. Someone has to be the hammer or the nail.
Well, pretty much. Oh, I hate you. Who is blowing your ass up?
My parents.
Tell them, fucking wait their double dick turn. Your mom, your dad, they're nice.
Shout out to my brother, too, while she's
shout
at it.
Shout out to your brother's double dick dude. What if you found out this whole time your brother had two penises?
I don't know. That is, I have no idea how I would feel about that.
I think one of your friends would have told you, right? Because didn't your friends have sex with your brother?
And he's trying to push buttons because she knows
what I want. Why is that push buttons?
Because you know that I don't want my friends to fuck my brother.
Yeah. If I wanted to push buttons, I would be saying, I'm going to fuck your brother. I'm talking about things that have already happened. Asia, I'll kill you one day. And I'll say, man, I really miss Asia. I wish she didn't misunderstand me all the time and force me to have to kill her.
Thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome.
I remember one time you were in a car with me and you were like, I'm going to murder us both right now. And then everyone's going to think that you are the one who's going to kill me all this time. But you're going to be dead too because they're going to think you felt so bad about it. It was very specific. We weren't even arguing. I looked over at you like, pull over or something.
That's cute. I don't remember that. So I can't wait on whether or not that really happened. Yeah, right, though. Oh, no, I remember what it was. Didn't I almost crash? And I said,
yeah.
So when you leave out that tiny aspect of the story, you make me sound like a complete psycho.
Well, no, I was trying to remember, like, what was going on, because I know we weren't fighting. I think it was, like, raining, and we were, like, sliding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Why you gotta be such a lying dyke? Asia is lying once again on the podcast. Elijah has an aversion to telling the truth. Guess Asia wants people to think poorly of me. That's true. Oh, yeah.
That's my dream. Some people just think that you're crazy.
Why is Asia gonna be such a mouth-breathing dyke? Flip on the telly. I'm breathing straight into the mic now. Why you gotta make me seem like I'm a dick? It doesn't help that makes me angry, and then I'm gonna act like a real
dick. You act like a dick.
Oh, yeah. It's all right, though. One day, Asia will die. I'm so hungry, and we have to end the show because
I forgot you're hungry. I'm gonna be hanging upside down soon.
I will be, and then it'll be time for you to do a Shakira impression. Whenever, wherever, come on.
Not doing that today.
I'll be here and you'll be near, and that's the deal, my dear. Well, folks, this is a short episode. If you're unhappy about it, like I am, blame Asia, it's her fault. Under the bridge, Asia will be living underneath the bridge, cause she don't know how to get to places on time.
Which you are a pro at yourself.
I'm a little better than you, at least.
Yeah.
That's why we have to end early. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Jed, who deals with us.
Thanks, Jed, for always taking our podcast late or at the last minute and then listening to us both sound like psychos. And I say, thanks, Jed, from Post Pop Podcasting, putting out my cassette yet. Yeah. Annie Hardy Rules coming soon, Asia. April 7th on CD, on record as well.
On CD.
On cassette. Oh, well, also, as you know, well, listen, let's run down. Don't feed the demons. Don't think bad thoughts. Don't get angry. Don't be a dick a lot. Feed the angels, okay?
Don't get mad at your feelings. Just handle your reactions properly.
Don't get mad at your friend with two dicks. He's just trying to get some chicks to kick in with. It's probably hard when you got two dicks. I wish I had two dicks. I wish I had one. I think that's what's at the root of every Jezebel.com type reader. Jealousy. Jealousy.
We love all you guys. Thank you for listening. Subscribe and
show us your double dicks. And, see you next week, I guess. Bye, Asia.
Bye, Annie. Bye, Jed.
Good night, angel baby.